The other night in a pub, I was very impressed with the sound harmonica player had, and I noticed he had a really interesting little device in the palm of his hand called the harmonica honker. I did a bit of research, found out that this microphone and the little belt box that he had, which led into his amp, cost around $160 from the States. Nice little handmade bit of kit. And I thought, well, by the time that gets imported into the country, I'll probably get a stunk import tax. And will I actually ever use it? Maybe I'll dig out the old soldering iron and have a go at making something myself. So I had a rummage around and didn't really seem to have the components I needed. So I went to Maplin's and I got myself a little condenser microphone, a potentiometer with little knob, a bit of black and white cable, and a 3/4-inch jack like you'd see that you normally plug your guitar into or your microphone into, should you have a guitar or microphone. And upon realising how naff my soldering skills are, it took me a couple of hours to get it done proper and nice. And I cobbled together a working microphone, which on its kind of guts, just all wires and components, I give it a test and it sounded okay. Plugged it into a little Honeytone amp, which is battery operated, and thought, well, I need to get a kind of case for this so that it's not just all wires and components. I looked at a Mountain Dew bottle, which I bought specially because of its colour. I drunk it. Horrible. And a cap, nice wide cap to put the condenser mic underneath, from a milkshake bottle, which obviously tasted a lot nicer. Couldn't make that work at all. Found out through tidying the garage that a WD-40 cap is really quite strong and lovely size and quite easy to drill because it has a recessed area. So I drilled lots of little holes in a WD-40 cap that houses the condenser mic, and I found a black tube, which at the time I had no idea what it belonged to. Turns out it's the kind of venting exhaust tube on a electrical sander that you're meant to attach a bag to collect sawdust from, but I'm not going to miss it. I can't remember the last time I used the electrical sander. So I've drilled a hole in the side of that where the potentiometer, i.e. volume or distortion knob, fits, and then on the bottom there is the cap from the Mountain Dew bottle, which enables me to drop the 3/4-inch jack socket into it. So I now have my homemade, handmade harmonica microphone. Don't know what to call it yet. Looking pretty funky though. Feels pretty good. I'll give you a play of what the harmonica sounds like without and with. Putting the phone down. Okay, the harmonica without. Now, if I can pick up the microphone and hopefully not have it feedback. Here we go. Just adjusting the knob so it gets close to feeding back, but not quite. I think I'll have a lot of fun with that.